No business as usual with Russia. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That from Poland's president reaffirming support for Ukraine and saying President Biden's visit to Kyiv showed that the free world doesn't fear anything. He's now in Poland, marking a year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong.
A short time ago, also saying Russia's President Putin thought NATO would fracture, but instead is confronted by stronger democracies now.
He thought autocrats like himself were tough, and leaders of democracy were soft. And then he met the iron will of America and the nations everywhere that refused to accept the world governed by fear and force. He found himself at war with a nation led by a man whose courage would be forged in fire and steel, President Zelensky.
And this after President Putin blamed the West for the war in Ukraine and said he's suspending cooperation in a nuclear treaty while continuing to cozy up to China.
America's top diplomats have their hands full. China's Xi and Russia's Putin will meet in coming months, according to the Wall Street Journal. Their foreign ministers are meeting tomorrow as the U.S. expresses public concern about China helping Russia's war effort.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Warsaw. Britain urging Putin to reconsider his suspension of taking part in the New START treaty, calling it another example of him jeopardizing global security for political gain. Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney urging reform after the killing of a Temple University officer over the weekend.
We are fighting an uphill battle, and it doesn't have to be this way. I will continue to call on state lawmakers for sensible gun reforms that will protect our city's residents, including the brave men and women who have taken an oath to protect the peace.
This at a briefing announcing charges against the 18-year-old suspect accused of killing Officer Chris Fitzgerald, who was responding to a robbery report. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A double overdose in Pennsylvania leads to a drug trafficking indictment against five suspects.
Each defendant faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison, a fine of $1 million, and supervised release from 3 years to life.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss in Delaware says the suspects are accused of plotting to traffic fentanyl and cocaine across state lines. Both employers and workers giving thumbs up to a shorter work week.
After more than 60 companies joined a pilot program testing a four-day work week in the UK, the trial declared a resounding success, and 92% of companies are keeping it. Before and after data show nearly 40% of workers felt less stressed, 71% reported less burnout after the six-month trial, and the bottom line, companies actually reported an average 35% revenue increase. The British think tank Autonomy finds that workers preferred the extra day off to getting a pay raise, and 15% said no amount of money would get them to go back to a five-day work week. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Texas billionaire Red McCombs has died, the businessman known for an impact on sports.
McCombs owned more than 400 businesses across his lifetime, using his profits to purchase the ABA's Dallas Chaparrals, relocating the team to San Antonio and rebranding them as the Spurs in 1973. Instrumental in the ABA-NBA merger, McCombs would sell his share in the Spurs in 1982, using that money to buy a stake in the NBA's Denver Nuggets. He would sell that share to buy back into the Spurs in 1986. McCombs would sell the Spurs again in 1993. Beyond the hardwood, McCombs was the one-time owner of the NFL's Minnesota Vikings and helped grow Formula One racing in the U.S. with the creation of Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, Red McCombs was 95. A short week on Wall Street begins with a sell-off. Right now, the Dow's down 543. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.